The stories photographs tell can depend on who takes them. That was the case at California's Manzanar internment camp, where Japanese Americans were detained during the Second World War. An exhibit in Los Angeles features pictures of that site from three photographers, two legends of the field, and a Japanese American who was detained there. Adrian Florido of NPR's Code Switch team reports.
Two of the photographers were among the most celebrated of their time, landscape photographer Ansel Adams and the documentarian Dorothea Lange. They both visited Manzanar. The third photographer, Toyo Miyataki, was interned there. We'll get to his part of the exhibit in a minute, but we'll start with Dorothea Lange's pictures.
You see some of these images of these young children clutching their suitcases and looking forlornly at the camera, not knowing what in the world was happening and why it was happening.
This is Robert Kirshner, director of LA's Skirball Cultural Center, where these photos are on display. After Pearl Harbor, when the U.S. forced more than 100,000 West Coast Japanese Americans, most U.S. citizens, into internment camps, Lange took a photography assignment from the War Relocation Authority.
Here is one of Dorothea Lange's most famous photographs. It shows a storefront in Oakland, California, and the owner has put in front of it on a big banner, "I am an American." And right above it, you see the sign that it had just been sold because the store owner had been just forced to evacuate.
Lange followed the evacuees all the way to the camps. In one photo, a bespectacled woman stands in the doorway of her barracks looking despondent. Manzanar looks bleak. In another picture, people walk across the camp as a dust storm blows through. Not surprisingly, when Lange handed these photos over to the War Relocation Authority, it impounded them. But the government didn't reject all pictures from Manzanar.
So now we step into the Ansel Adams section,
yes.
And there's a pretty dramatic change compared to Dorothea Lange's.
Adams's photos are gorgeous in crystal clear black and white. The vistas of the camp are sweeping. The place that came across as barren and depressing in Lange's photos somehow looks beautiful. But look closer, Kirshner tells me.
Now, one thing that you notice that is very dramatic, he was not allowed to photograph barbed wire, and he was not allowed to photograph the guard towers.
You get no sense that this was a detention center. There are scenes from a baseball game, kids walking to school, a gathering outside of a chapel. Lots of smiles, too, and portraits of camp residents cropped close so you can see every blemish and stray hair. In Adams's vision, Manzanar comes off as a place where Japanese Americans, dignified and resilient in spite of their circumstances, built a temporary community in the desert.
His purpose was to photograph the residents of Manzanar, to show that they were good, law-abiding Americans.
Kirshner says that both Adams and Lange were trying to depict the injustice of Manzanar, but in different ways. Lange by focusing on its harsh conditions, and Adams by focusing on the people forced to live there. One of those people was Toyo Miyataki, and he's the final photographer featured in this exhibit. He had a studio in LA's Little Tokyo. In a video at the exhibit, his grandson, Alan Miyataki, explains how his life was changed by internment.
They could take whatever they could carry. So my grandfather elected to smuggle in a lens and a film holder because he felt that, you know, as a photographer, it was his duty to record this.
The elder Miyataki asked a carpenter to build him a small wooden box. It had a round hole at the end to accommodate the lens.
That's where it would screw into, which is the focusing device, you know, to move the lens back and forth to focus.
Toyo Miyataki snuck around the camp with his secret camera.
My understanding is that he would take pictures at either dusk or dawn. All of his pictures in the beginning were just scenic pictures. There were nobody in the picture. It was probably just a safety precaution.
Miyataki was eventually caught by the camp's director, but instead of punishing him, the official allowed Miyataki to take pictures openly. His photos on display here capture candid scenes. Laughter at a picnic, a group of men delivering vegetables to the mess hall. They convey an intimacy with camp life that's absent in Lange's and Adams's pictures. There were also moments of quiet protest in his photos.
This is Toyo's own son, Archie, holding the clippers against the barbed wire to show that at some point that barbed wire needs to come down.
The exhibit is at LA's Skirball Cultural Center through February 21st. Adrian Florido, NPR News.